The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Ethan Hewitt of KMA Shenandoah in Shenandoah and Dale Wegner of the Sac Sun in Sac City. Ethan, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Certainly, Senator. Thank you for taking the time this morning. President Biden is slated to give his State of the Union address here this evening. Could you just kind of start off, just kind of give us maybe what maybe you're kind of expecting to hear from this speech, and maybe also maybe what you're hoping to hear from the president as well this evening?
Well, let's say one thing he's going to brag a lot about, how his economy is so very good, but Iowans know that they're worse off now than they were 2 years ago when he became president of the United States. I would expect him to give an explanation that's probably not very inclusive of much information about the Chinese balloon. I would like to hear him say that why he didn't shoot it down over the Aleutian Islands when it first entered United States territory, violating international law and our own sovereignty. And then I would hope that he would touch a lot on agriculture, but most presidents don't touch much on agriculture. Dale?
Yes, sir. In light of recent events in Memphis with police actions and such, what types of legislation do you think are going to be considered by Congress this time around?
Yeah. It's not a very direct answer to your question, but if you remember 2 years ago, there was a lot of compromise worked out on police reform between Booker and Scott, two African Americans in the United States Senate of separate political parties, and there was some hang up on the extent to which policemen could be sued by people that were offended by whatever they did to them. And that sort of thing probably brought it to an end. Now, I can't tell you in that area if there's a compromise that could be worked out, but it seemed like 2 years ago, the Democrats didn't want Republicans to get any credit for anything in police reform. Now, maybe with a Democrat president and getting close to a compromise, something could be worked out. But I think the extent to which policemen can be sued by people for just doing their duty of law enforcement is going to be the biggest hang-up. Back to Ethan.
Certainly, Senator. And, of course, Iowa Congressman Randy Feenster recently introduced the Foreign Adversary Risk Management, or the FARM Act, on the House side of Congress there in Washington, dealing with the foreign ownership of farmland here in the U.S. What are sort of your thoughts on this type of legislation? What do you foresee with that in the Senate? And is this something that's needed right now?
Yeah. Well, 44 years, we've had a law on the books that requires the reporting of sale of farmland to foreign ownership. That legislation has been improved by the senator from Wisconsin and me beefing it up so it's more up to date and everything. So there's a couple things beyond that that we have been doing. That same senator from Wisconsin and I sent a letter to Secretary Vilsack to make sure that the changes that were made just before Christmas to that 1978 legislation that I and then Senator Wallop got passed. By the way, at that particular time, I was a member of the U.S. House, not the Senate. But anyway, that law is on the books. We want to make sure that it's fully enforced. Then the next thing I would look to is beefing up the Commission on Foreign Investment in the United States that goes by the acronym CFIUS, that we have the Department of Agriculture always one of the agencies that is a member of that commission, because that commission deals with national security, and food security is very important, and making sure that Chinese don't buy farmland for their own purpose rather than for the purpose that America has, food production, for social stability as well as for national security, that they would make sure that the Department of Agriculture is involved in all those decisions. Because right now, the Department of Agriculture can be invited to the commission's considerations, but it isn't mandatory they be there, and I think they should be. And then I think we should make sure that CFIUS is also responsible for farmland being sold to foreigners as an issue of national security.
Last week, you and several other Republican senators introduced the Accountability Through Electronic Verification Act. What's the importance of this legislation for Iowans, and how likely is it to move forward based on the partisanship in Washington?
Well, the important thing is that one of the things that we tried to do in way back in 1986 with the immigration bill was to make sure that you couldn't get a job in the United States unless it was verified that you were legally in the United States, and that was a way to discourage people from entering our country illegally. So we have E-Verify that employers can use if they want to, but they don't have to use it. And the mandatory aspect of it is to make sure that with every employer, every employee that you hire, that you've checked to make sure that they're legally in the country. Then, so that's important to check on, making sure that people don't violate our laws entering our country without our permission, because that's something that's very basic to our sovereignty. And, of course, that's something that the president isn't doing a very good job of, because he believes in an open border. And I don't believe in an open border. I believe we're a very welcoming country, because about 1 million people come here every year legally, and that's where we are. I think we're back to Ethan.
Yes, Senator. It's kind of on that same immigration topic. We've seen Sarah's Law reintroduced in both the chambers. This bill has obviously made a little bit of competition the past couple of years. With the makeup of the Republican-controlled House now and sort of the makeup of the current Senate, how confident do you feel in this all possibly getting passed this year?
Well, I think it's pretty much the president's got to show a good faith effort that he's going to enforce the law at the border. And because what he's done for the last 2 years has poisoned the waters of any debate on any immigration issue. Dale?
Yes, sir. How concerned are you about the availability of health care in rural America?
Well, there's so much that needs to be done. The latest thing that we've been able to carry out was something I got done the last time I was chairman of the Finance Committee. We made a point of establishing 1,000 residencies for doctors, and six of those went to two Iowa hospitals. And by doing that, by the way, out of 1,000, 200 were done this year. There'll be 200 done next year. You can't phase in 1,000 all at once. But we were very fortunate to get six out of the 200 in Iowa. And the emphasis is upon two things, rural America and underserved areas. And I suppose underserved areas would include rural America, but it would also probably include some center city as well. Thank you all for participating. See you again sometime, because you'll be invited back. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Ethan and Dale, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.